بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أحمد الله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم لا فهم لنا إلا ما فهمتنا إنك أنت الجواد الكريم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ثم أما بعد، أيها الأحبة في الله، أحييكم بتحية الإسلام، فسلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. We were talking last time about the tribes and the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him from the best among the best, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be selected and to find his guardians, the one who will take care of him until he become an adult. We were talking about the tribe of Abd Manaf. That Abd Manaf, he had four children. The first of them, Amr ibn Abd Manaf, which is Hashim. His name Hashim because he used to break the bread and the bones for pilgrims. من تهشيمه للطعام لحجاج بيت الله الحرام. His nickname, took over his name. His name Amr ibn Abd Manaf, and his brother Al-Muttalib ibn Abd Manaf, and Abd Shams ibn Abd Manaf, and Nawfal ibn Abd Manaf. Just we will focus in two of them, which is Hashim or Amr ibn Abd Manaf and his brother Al-Muttalib ibn Abd Manaf. Al-Muttalib, his name is the one who has gray hair in his forehead, Shayba. His name Shayba, the grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Shayba, this is his name, and he was famous with the Abd al-Muttalib, because when he came back to Mecca with Shayba, and the people called that the slave of al-Muttalib, when Amr passed away, when Hashim ibn Abd Manaf passed away, and his brother went to Medina and he took his son, the son of his brother, which is Shayba, and he took him to Mecca, and he arrived him after, and he gave him a ride, and when he entered into Mecca, people says the slave of al-Muttalib, and he took the name Abd al-Muttalib, but his name is Shayba. Abd al-Muttalib, we were talking about when he tried to dig and to have the well of Zamzam, and the people of Quraysh stopped him, and he did oath, if Allah gave me 10 sons, I will slaughter one of them as a sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah gave him 10 of them, 10 boys, Abu Lahab, Al-Abbas, Al-Zubayr, Abu Talib, Hamza, Abdullah, Al-Harith, Al-Ghaydaq, Al-Muqawwim, and Sifar. And Abu Lahab, Abdul Uzza, he's famous because Allah revealed a chapter against him. Tabbat yada Abi Lahab wa tab. Al-Abbas, his son Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, he converted to Islam, and Hasuna Islamu, Sayyidina al-Abbas, and Al-Zubayr, Aydan, he's the uncle of Rasulullah, and Abu Talib, he's the uncle of Rasulullah, the one who take care of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam after his grandpa passed away. And Hamza also, his uncle, and Abdullah, he's the father of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We stopped last time on the time of the birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was 40 years before the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. 40 sana qabla al-ba'tha. And the same year of elephant year. You know the incident that Abraha came to destroy Kaaba and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eliminated them. Allah destroyed them. The leader and his army, all of them. And it was in the same year that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. After this incident, 50 days he was born. It was in 571 after the birth of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. This is the year that he was born. And we will look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him an orphan. What is the wisdom for that? Why did not make him, you know, as other children around him? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, took his father even when he was in the womb of his mother. Even his mother passed away when he was 6 years old. For a lot of wisdoms, you know, because if he become a leader and he have a strong Islamic state later on, you know, the people will claim because of his tribe or because of his parents or because of his situation. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it clear, it's not because of his tribe or because of his people or his own parents, no, because of the Allah's plan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned to make him the last final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other wisdom, to teach him how to have mercy for others around him, how to be kind and helpful for others, because he was raised as an orphaned child sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he will have the same feeling of other orphans around him. Now, after his birth sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his mom sent to his grandfather, because his dad passed away when he was in his mother's womb, and now the real guardian for him, his grandfather, who? Shayba Abd al-Muttalib. He's a grandfather, and she sent to give him glad tidings, and he was happy. He took Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he went to the Kaaba, and he visited the Kaaba, and he did tawaf around the Kaaba, and he named him Muhammad. This name wasn't famous in Arab Peninsula before. It was a new name. When people asked him, why you choose the name of Muhammad for him? He said, لِيَكُونَ مَحْمُودًا عِنْدَ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاءِ. To be praised into the people on earth and the angels in the heaven. To be known, to be praised. لِيَكُونَ مَحْمُودًا عِنْدَ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاءِ. And he did circumcision for him on the seventh day, which is, it was the culture, you know, in Arab Peninsula, you know, from our Prophet Ibrahim, in Khamsun min al-Fitra, والرواية الأخرى عشر من الفطرة وذكر منها الختان. Circumcision is one of them. It's especially for boys, because if we do not make circumcision for boys, they might carry impure stuff, and their wudu and their salah will be invalid just without looking at deep knowledge why we have to have circumcisions for boys. I'm not talking about girls' side now, but just for boys because of this purpose. You know, it will contain نجاسات. عدم الختان سيحمل الإنسان النجاسات من بقايا البول أو ما إلى ذلك، وتكون وضوءه غير صحيح وصلاته غير صحيحة. ولذا هي من سنن الفطرة، الختان من سنن الفطرة. طيب. After that, there is after he was born, there is a slave lady or Amma for Abi Lahab. You know, his uncle, Abi Lahab, you know, he has a slave lady, her name Thuwaiba. And she was happy. It was before Islam. Nobody knows in that time he will be a big enemy of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his uncle, Abu Lahab. Anyway, she went to tell her master about a newborn in the family, his nephew, and he was so happy, and he set her free. Subhanallah. And she when she gave him a glad tidings about his nephew, and he told her, "You are free. Go. You are free now." And there is some narration that Allah will lighten the punishment for him because of this action. It was on Monday, and you know, even if the narration correct or not, but just to see how, you know, people get benefit even from the birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after few days, he went to the tribe of Bani Sa'idah, Halima al-Sa'diyya. She is the nursing for him, to breastfeed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam after Thuwaiba. The first one gave him her milk is Thuwaiba. Thuwaiba, the Mawlat Abi Lahab, the lady, the slave lady of Abi Lahab, she helped him out. The first milk entered into his stomach after his mom, the milk of Thuwaiba. And after that, Halima al-Sa'diyya. Halima al-Sa'diyya from Bani Sa'd. And we have very amazing story. She will narrate the story by herself. But just to see, Halima al-Sa'diyya, هي حليمة بنت أبي ذؤيب. حليمة بنت أبي ذؤيب. زوجها الحارث ابن عبد العزة. And his nickname أبي كبشة. الحارث ابن عبد العزة. They used to live outside Mecca, far away from Mecca. And the culture in that time, anyone was born inside the city, you know, out of a good health and a good situation for a newborn, they took him outside of the city to live in the outside in desert, desert outside of the city, to have a good and strong situation, to be good in the tongue, to speak a good language, which is in the origin, like a classic Arabic language, and to be away from the cities for a while, for a few years in the beginning of his life. It was common actions for all people lives in the cities. And the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was one of them. And after that, they asked, you know, is anyone able to take care of him and take him away from Mecca? And there is a market for this action. There is a place in the certain time all the people from around Mecca came in this place and they picked up the children that they would like to take care, you know, like babysitting, but it's more than babysitting, because they will breastfeed them, they will take care of them, they will sleep over their houses, they will stay over there for years until they grow up, and they come back again to their cities when they grow maybe 5 years, 6 years old, it's okay. And Sayyida Halima al-Sa'diya, Halima al-Sa'diya, this is the nickname for her. But her name, Halima bint Abi Dhu'ayb. But it was famous with Halima al-Sa'diya from Bani Sa'd, the Murdi'at al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has three siblings from nursing, from Rada'a. The first one of them, Abdullah ibn al-Harith ibn Abd al-Uzza, and Anisa bint al-Harith also, and the third one, Hudhafa or Judhama bint al-Harith, ودي اللي اسمها الشيماء. يقول لك الشيماء أخت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من الرضاعة. Her name Hudhafa bint al-Harith أو جذامة بنت الحارث. تصحيف من الرواة، هل هي حذافة ولا هي جذامة؟ يعني تصحيف من في النقد على الكلمة كيف تنطق. Anyway، السيدة حليمة السعدية she narrated the story. I would like to read it like was mentioned in كتب السيرة كما ذكرها ابن إسحاق رحمه الله. هي تحدث عن نفسها. That Halima al-Sa'diya, she went her place and go to Mecca with her husband. Her child, you know, the young child, with the other women from Bani Sa'd to find a newborn, to take care of him and to take money, you know, to be able to, you know, spend the expenses for her own life and her family. It was very dry year. There is no a lot of rains. There is no a lot of harvest in that time. Even there is no milk from the animals, from sheep and the cow or camels in that time. And she said, we came to Mecca with the atan. Atan means, atan, it's female of donkey. In Arabic language, they called it atan. Atan, الحمار يطلق على male donkey. But الاتان يطلق على female donkey. Yeah. ومعنا شارف, يعني we had a camel, a female camel, but has nothing of milk. ما تبض بقطرة, even a drop of milk, it's impossible. وما نمنا ليلتنا أجمع من صبينا الذي معنا. And we couldn't sleep all the night because our baby was crying, has nothing to eat. Out of hunger, we couldn't sleep because he was crying all the night out from the hunger. And Mafi said, "He ma yugni, I have nothing even to feed him." Wamafi sharifina ma yugadhi, even our female she camel, she has nothing also. ولكن كنا نرجو الغيث والفرج. We were hoping to have, you know, a good newborn from Mecca, from rich family, and we will be fine after that. فخرجت على أتاني تلك she said we arrived our she donkey and we went over there, and for the caravan all of them they left us and they went forward near to Mecca. Because our atan or our she donkey very, you know, walking very slowly, you know, very weak. Anyway, until we arrived into Mecca, we found all ladies, they choose their, you know, a newborn to take with them and go back. And they left who? Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Muhammad. When somebody heard he has no father, he has no, you know, no family, and everybody just quit him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even for herself and her husband, they said, we almost to leave. We are not willing to take him because, you know, we're looking for a rich family, the one who has a father, you know, to give us a lot of money. But his father passed away, and, you know, who will care about him? And they said, we almost to leave, but because we were shy to leave without any newborn. And just, I told my husband, you know, we have to take him, you know, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us if we took him. It's okay. And they took him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they accept to took him with them, and they return back. You will see, she is narrating the hadith. She is telling the story by herself, what happened for them. And she said, when we return back, after we decided we will take Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's a few days old, and now they will take him. And they, she said, we said to ourselves, what? وَمَا عَسَىٰ أَن تَصْنَعْ أُمَّهُ وَجَدَّهُ, what they can do for us, his mom or his grandfather, you know, if the father is not there, no one will care. I mean about money, paying money, because always fathers, they care about their children financially. But mothers, they care about their children emotionally. And this is very important. They are looking at their children by their hearts. But fathers, they looking, you know, how, what do you want? You know, want $1,000? It's okay, don't worry. I will work hard to bring it for you, don't worry. You want a new car, new vehicle? I will make it for you. Don't worry about any financial help. Anyway, and she said, I hated to come back to my tribe or my place without any newborn. Just we took him, and when we returned back, and she said, in that when we decide to take him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they didn't know who's this boy or who's this child, and she said, when we decide to take him, فَلَمَّا وَضَعْتُهُ فِي حِجْرِي, when I put him on my lap, أَقْبَلَ عَلَى ثَدْيَيْ بِمَا شَاءَ مِنْ لَبْ, and he tried to, you know, to hold her breath, and she said, the milk came to my place in unusually. I never had this amount of milk in my chest before. And he finished, and her own son Abi Salama Masrur, her own son, he also drank from her milk. And she said, we slept, this is the first night to sleep peacefully for a long time, because now my own baby is full, and the adopted baby that I took from his family, you know, they are full, both of them. And we slept. Even our sheriff, the she camel, you know, now she has a milk, and she drank from the milk, and her husband drank from the milk, just to see how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even when he was a child, few days old, you know, just sent the message out for the people around him. And she said, when we return back following day, our attan, we were in the end of the caravan. Now something new happened. And our she donkey was very fast, and we passed, you know, my friends from other ladies, and they used to say, "Ya bint Abi Dhu'ayb, what happened to you? Is this the same donkey, she donkey that you came with us?" He said, "Yes, of course. What happened? Why she is very fast now?" Yeah. And anyway, when they arrived into their land, and they have some sheep, and they sent, you know, the children to as a shepherd for their sheep. And in the end of the day, the sheep came back to them full of milk. Even the people in her tribe, look how they used to abuse the shepherd, to say, "Why you did not go in the same place that the sheep of Halima went?" Subhanallah, it's not the place, it's not the sheep, it's a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam living with them in the same place, in the same family. Yeah. And in the end, there is, after 2 years, just to make the story short, after 2 years, you know, the contract will end. She will, because now he doesn't need any more for breastfeeding, and he can eat a regular food after 2 years, after fitar, and she bring him back to Mecca. But she had a plan not to leave without him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She doesn't know who's this person, but she felt there's a huge different happen in their life. And she was planning not to go back from Mecca without him. And she was begging her mom, you know, it's good idea for him to stay away from the city of Mecca. And, you know, and the mom was agree with her, and she sent him back after that to Bani Sa'd with the Halima al-Sa'diyya. And when she took him back, the first time she took him from Mecca, he was a few days old, and spent 2 years over there, and she returned him back after 2 years. But she was planning to take him back just to bring him to his mom, to see him, and to feel happy about him and about his wealth and all this condition. And she took him back, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after 2 years. After 2 years, when she returned back, you know, hadithatu shaq al-sadr, something happened to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make her afraid. What happened for hadithat shaq al-sadr? In one day, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was almost five or four years old. In between, there is different narration in Sahih Muslim and other book of hadith. They disagree about the exact age that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had in that time, and he was playing with the other children, and Jibril alayhi salam came to him, and they took him away from the children, and they laid him down, and they opened his chest, and they took out his heart, and they took a dark spot from his heart, and they said, "This is hadd al-shaytan mink. This is the part of Satan for you. You have no control from shaytan anymore." But all of us, we have this doubt in our hearts. And all of us, we have goodness and we have something bad else in our life. We are dealing between, you know, good things and bad stuff. Yeah. But for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, he wasn't controlled by shaitan at all. And when the boys, they were playing with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they saw Jibreel alayhi salam, he was in the image of human beings, and they went to tell Halima al-Sa'diyya, you know, some people came and they took Muhammad and they killed him. And she was afraid. After they finished, and the narration said, they brought the water from Zamzam water with the plate of gold, and they wash his heart, and they return it back. You know, look like physical surgery, but was done by Jibreel alayhi salam, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. Anyway, after they finished and they left, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he came back to his mother of al-Rida'a, Halima al-Sa'diyya, and she looked at his face, you know, look like when somebody was very ill or very sick, and she was scared. She told her husband, we have to return him back to his family in Mecca. We cannot handle. She was very scared because it might something bad happen to him. And they took Prophet Muhammad and go back to Mecca and gave to his mom and his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib. After this time, he spent with his mom almost 2 years. No, he spent a few days in the beginning of his life, and he went 2 years for Bani Sa'd, Halima al-Sa'diyya, and she returned him back to his mom, and she asked her for permission to take him for a couple years, you know, because, you know, he's an amazing boy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought a lot of goodness to her family because of him. And when the angels came to him and they opened his chest and take his heart out, and washed his heart by the water of Zamzam, and they took the dark spot from his heart, and she was afraid. She returned him back. He was 4 years and some month. When she returned him back, stay with his mom 2 years and 2 months and 10 days. And the mom said, you know, out of love for her husband, the father of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdullah, and she said, I would like to go to visit his grave. Where is his grave? In Yathrib, subhanallah. In Yathrib, which is the holy city, the Medina al-Munawwara. And she went with her servant, which is Ayman al-Khadima, and her guardian. Who's her guardian in that time? Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even before Islam, they did not allow a woman to travel by herself, because it was a shame on them. You know, the grandfather traveled with her and with her son. They were four of them: the Amina bint Wahb, the mother of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi alayhi. He was a child. He was 6 years old in that time, and her servant, Ayman al-Khadima, and her grandfather, which is Abdul Muttalib, Shayba, his grandfather. Four of them, they went to Yathrib to visit the grave of the father of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After they visited his grave, the mother of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she became sick, and she passed away in the middle of the trip. And they buried her body in the place over there, in the middle of the trip, before she reaching Mecca. She passed away in the trip. Now, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was 6 years old and 2 months. His father passed away when he was in the womb of his mom. His mom passed away when he was 6 years old and 2 months and 10 days exactly. And his grandfather bring him back to Mecca, and he treated him as his own son. Even he preferred him more than his own children. How long that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stay with his grandfather? 2 years. Because his grandfather passed away when he was 8 years old. His mom passed away when he was 6 years old, and he stayed with his grandfather as a guardian for him until 8 years old. And who took responsibility after that? His uncle, Abu Talib. How long? 45 years. Do you understand the number? 45 years. Because he was eight years old, and when he migrated from Mecca to Medina, he was 53 years old, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we take one year, because the Amil Husn, it was before migration of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say at least 43 years or 44 years he took care of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even he passed away as a disbeliever, but he did not let anyone to abuse or to mock at Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is also other wisdom. When his grandfather bring him to Mecca after his mother passed away, and